Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And since we are now creeping into the month of November, it's only right that we take a look at some of the shows that opened this month. And we've got a rather wide range of opening dates.
In fact, when Michael printed out the shows of November, we ended up with 8 pages of titles. That's pretty impressive.
It is. I guess everybody wants to open for the holidays. For your gift giving, you give a Broadway show, which sounds really good to me.
Also, that's a very busy tourist time in New York City. So that's probably to take advantage of the visitors as well as the native New Yorkers. Well, we're going to start with something very early, and I'm happy to say that the recording we have found was not made the year the show opened, but several years later, although the show, Little Johnny Jones, is our earliest opening. It opened on November 7th, 1904, at the Liberty Theater, where it ran for 52 performances and then began its national tour. The most famous song from Little Johnny Jones is Give My Regards to Broadway, but we don't have that one. We have the man who wrote the music and the lyrics, George M. Cohan, to sing Life's a Funny Proposition After All.
Sit and wonder, sit and think why we're here and what this life is all about. It's a problem that has driven many brainy men to drink. It's the weirdest thing they've tried to figure out. About 1,000 different theories the scientists can show, but never yet have proved a reason why. With all we've thought and all we're taught, why all we seem to know is we're born, live a while, then we die. Life's a very funny proposition after all. Imagination, jealousy, hypocrisy, gall. 3 meals a day. A whole lot to say when you haven't got the coin. You're always in the way. Everybody's fighting. We wend our way along. Every fellow claims the other fellow's in the wrong. Hurried and worried until we're buried. There's no curtain call. Life, a very funny proposition after all. When things are coming easy and when luck is with a man, then life to him is sunshine everywhere. Then the fates blow rather breezy, they quite upset a plan. Then he'll cry that life's a burden hard to bear. Though today may be a day of smiles, tomorrow's still in doubt. What brings me joy may bring you care and woe. We're born to die, but don't know why or what it's all about. The more we try to learn, the less we know. Life's a very funny proposition, you can bet. And no one's ever solved the problem properly as yet. Young for a day, then old and gray. Like the rose that buds and blooms and fades and falls away. Losing health in search of wealth. As through this dream we tour, everything's a guess, and nothing's absolutely sure. Battle's exciting, fate we're fighting, until the curtains fall. Life, a very funny proposition after all.
George M. Cohan, the author of the music and the lyrics for Little Johnny Jones, sang Life's a Funny Proposition After All in a recording that's over 100 years old. Amazing, Michael.
I know. And we are going to make a jump of 113 years to get to our next opening. And this is the latest opening of a musical we can possibly use at this point, even though there are two shows opening this year. We don't have any music from them yet, and that's this year in November. King Kong is set to open on November 8th, and that's a puppet spectacular. That's what they label themselves. And then The Prom, which is coming from the Alliance Theater, that's opening on the 15th of November. But The Band's Visit opened on November the 9th in 2017, and so far it has run almost 400 performances. It won 10 of the Tonys for which it was nominated, and our next vocalist won the Tony for Leading Actress. Here is Katrina Lenk to sing Omar Sharif from The Band's Visit.
Came floating on a jasmine wind from the west, from the south, honey in my ear, spice in my mouth, dark and thrilling, strange and sweet, Cleopatra.
From The Band's Visit, the 2017 show that won 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical and Best Book, that was Katrina Lenk, who also won a Tony with Omar Sharif.
We're going back in time to 1932, and our next November show opened on November 8th at the Alvin Theater, where it ran for 342 performances, and that's not bad for a Depression-era musical. There was no original cast recording made that we have, but there's a wonderful CD called Jerome Kern Treasury, which features songs from some of the earliest shows, and we've used that very often before. This time we're going to a song from Music in the Air sung by Thomas Hampson. The song Is You is the title. From the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein musical Music in the Air, Thomas Hampson sang The Song Is You.
We're going to make a jump again, this time to 2007 and November 8th, when Young Frankenstein opened at the Hilton Theater and went on to run for 485 performances. We have one of the scene-setting songs from the show. Here's the company to sing The Happiest Town in Town.
Of Dr. Victor von Frankenstein, maker of monsters.
Listen to our tale of woe, a story we must tell. What happened in that castle made our lives a living hell. A madman who was crazy brought a dead man.
Why, Inspector Kemp?
Because as long as a Frankenstein lives, our village is in danger.
But, Inspector, the Baron is dead, and he was the last of the Frankensteins.
No.
No.
One lives.
No.
A grandson.
Who is he?
What does he do?
He's a professor, the Dean of Anatomy at New York's most famous Institute of Higher Learning, the Johns, Miriam, and Anthony Hopkins School of Medicine. As long as this young Frankenstein walks the earth, we will never be safe.
I may be the village idiot, but I ask you, what are the chances of a New York doctor ever coming to Transylvania?
None!
On this happy day, we say amen. We have wanted this since God knows when.
No more Frankenstein.
You can say that again.
No more Frankenstein.
We're the happiest time.
Said that your grandfather brought dead tissue back to life. Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein? It's been said that your grandfather created a horrifying monster. Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein? It's been said, nay, even sung, that your grandfather's monster hurt and lamed, killed and maimed. Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein?
Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein? Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein? Is that true? 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 Dr. Frankenstein!
That's Frankenstein.
Fred Applegate and the company sang The Happiest Town in Town from Young Frankenstein, which had a score that was written by Mel Brooks. It didn't win any of the three Tony Awards for which it was nominated.
We're going now to one of the lesser known and less successful shows by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Pipe Dream opened on November 30th, 1955 at the Schubert Theater and ran for 246 performances. The leading role was written with Henry Fonda in mind, but he decided he did not want to risk a Broadway musical, and the role that was designed for him was played by William Johnson. We're going to have one of his songs now. It's called All Kinds of People.
The starfish may look unimportant, lying limply on his underwater shelf. He may look unimportant to you, but he's very interesting to himself. It takes all kinds of people to make up a world. All kinds of people and things. They crawl on the earth, they swim in the sea, and they fly through the sky on wings. All kinds of people and things. And brother, I'll tell you my hunch. Whether you like them or whether you don't, you're stuck with the whole damn bunch. I don't think so much of the buzzard. He is something I would never like to be. But who knows what goes on in his mind? He may think he is superior to me. You may not admire armadillos. They're repulsive and they lead peculiar lives. They may not look attractive to you, but they're very interesting to their wives. It takes all kinds of people to make up a world. All kinds of people and things. They crawl on the earth, they swim in the sea, and they fly through the sky on wings. you're stuck with the whole damn bunch.
From the original cast recording of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Pipe Dream, William Johnson sang All Kinds of People.
Like so many of Cole Porter's musicals, we love the songs from one of the musicals that opened in 1929 on November the 27th, but the show has pretty much disappeared. 50 Million Frenchmen opened at the Lyric Theater and was quite a hit, running for 254 performances. Several of the songs have made it into the common Cole Porter canon, and here's one of them. It's sung in a studio cast recording by Kim Criswell. It's I'm Unlucky at Gambling.
I went to Monte Carlo the other day. I went to Monte Carlo to have some play. I went to Monte Carlo and straight away I went and fell in love with the croupier. The croupier advised me to back the red. The croupier was handsome, I lost my head. And when the game was over and love was dead, I realized I'd played on the black instead. For I'm unlucky at gambling, and I'm unlucky in love. Why should I go on scrambling to get to heaven above? It's bad enough to lose your purse, but when you lose your heart, it's even worse. Oh, I'm unlucky at gambling, and I'm unlucky in love. I took the croupier to a picture show. I took the croupier to a picture show. And though I snuggled close when the lights were low, the croupier impressed me as rather slow. I said, I like John Gilbert a lot, don't you? I said, I like John Gilbert a lot, don't you? He didn't answer, but when the show was through, I realized that he liked John Gilbert too. For I'm unlucky at gambling, and I'm unlucky in love. Why should I go on scrambling to get to heaven above? It's bad enough to lose your purse, but when you lose your heart, it's even worse. Oh, I'm unlucky at gambling, and I'm unlucky in love.
I'm Unlucky at Gambling, a song introduced by Evelyn Hoey, was sung by Kim Criswell from Cole Porter's 50 Million Frenchmen.
Recently, we gave a lecture on the composing team of Jerry Bach and Sheldon Harnick, and one of the ladies in the audience told me that this was her favorite song from the musical Fiorello. And Fiorello opened at the Broadhurst Theater on November 23rd, 1959, and ran for 795 performances. Here's that favorite song. It's called Little Tin Box, and it's performed by Howard Da Silva and others from the company.
Your witness.
Mr. X, may we ask you a question? It's amazing, is it not? that the city pays you slightly less than $50 a week, yet you've purchased a private yacht.
I am positive your honor must be joking. Any working man can do what I have done. For a month or two, I simply gave up smoking, and I put my extra pennies one by one into a little tin box. A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks. There is nothing unorthodox about a little tin box.
About a little tin
about
box.
A little tin box.
In a little tin box. A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks.
There is honor and purity.
Lots of security.
In a little tin box.
Next witness.
Mr. Y, we've been told you don't feel well, and we know you've lost your voice. But we wonder how you managed on the salary you make to acquire a new Rolls Royce.
You're implying I'm a crook, and I say no, sir. There is nothing in my past I care to hide. I've been taking empty bottles to the grocer, and each nickel that I got was put aside.
That he got was put aside.
Into a little tin box. A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks. There is nothing unorthodox about a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
In a little tin box, a little tin box, there's a cushion for life's rude shocks.
There is faith, hope, and charity.
Hard-won prosperity in a little tin box.
Next witness, take the stand.
Mr. Z, you're a junior official, and your income's rather low. Yet you've kept a dozen women in the very best hotels. Would you kindly explain how so?
I can see your honor doesn't pull his punches, and it looks a trifle fishy, I'll admit. But for one whole week I went without my lunches, and it mounted up your honor bit by bit.
Up your honor, bit by bit.
It's just a little tin box.
A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks. There is nothing unorthodox about a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
It's a little tin box. A little tin box. All a glitter with blue chip stocks. There is something delectable,
almost respectable, in a little tin box. In a little tin box.
Howard Da Silva and the company of the original cast of Fiorello sang Little Tin Box.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Songs from the Shows of November on The Dress Circle. Well, let's turn to Sunset Boulevard, which opened at the Minskoff Theater on November 17th, 1994. And it wasn't the hit that Andrew Lloyd Webber and Don Black had hoped it would be. It ran for a respectable 976 performances, but because of the cost of the production, they were hoping for many more. From the original cast, we'll hear American Norma Desmond Glenn Close sing With One Look.
You hungered for
song. I can play any role. No words can tell the stories my eyes tell. Watch me when I frown. You can't write that down. You know I'm right. It's there in black and white. When I look your way, you'll hear what I say. Yes, with one look, I put words to shame. Just one look sets the screen aflame. Silent music starts to play. One tear in my eye makes the whole world cry. With one look, they'll forgive the past. They'll rejoice I've returned at last to my people. Dark. Silent music starts to play. With one look, you'll know all you need to I'm staying for good. I'll be back where I was born to be. With one look, I'll be mine.
From the original Broadway cast of Sunset Boulevard, that was Glenn Close with One Look.
We'll move now to Fanny, which opened on November 4th, 1954 at the Majestic Theater, where it played for 888 performances. The year that Winifred Howard joined the staff of the Dress Circle as our engineer, we played the song that you're going to hear now, and Wynn fell in love with it, and I have been in love with this song since I heard it for the very first time, and I think we've used it almost every one of our years on the air.
Yes, the songs I love don't matter.
Not for this show.
No.
We're going to hear Ezio Pinza sing Love is a Very Light Thing from Fanny.
When the baby arrived, he weighed 8 pounds. Now he weighs 23. What are they made of, those extra pounds? What can they be? 15 pounds of love they are, 15 solid pounds, 15 pounds of caring and sharing and love. Love is a very light thing. Love is so fragile and frail. You cannot hold it here in your hand or weigh it on a scale. Cigarette smoke, that's all it is. Wispy and curling around. Oh, it takes a lot of love to make a pound. Fanny gave her measure. I slipped in an ounce or two. But the big weight, the bulk, vanished. And yet, love is a very light thing, light as a song in the air. How do you start to fill up a heart? How many ounces there? Dragonfly wings, that's all it is. whispering by with no sound. Oh, it takes a lot of love to make a pound.
From the musical Fanny, which had music and lyrics by Harold Rome, you heard Ezio Pinza sing Love is a Very Light Thing. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
On November the 29th, 1956, a show opened that now takes some explaining to younger theatergoers. It's called Bells Are Ringing. It opened at the Schubert Theater and ran for 924 performances, with music and lyrics by Julie Stein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green. Why does it have to be explained? That's because nobody knows from an answering phone system anymore, where you had people who listened to your phone and left you a message. Now with cell phones, nobody knows about that. We'll hear a song for its two leads, Judy Holliday and Sidney Chaplin. Here is It's a Perfect Relationship.
It's crazy, ridiculous, it doesn't make sense. That's true, but what can I do? I'm in love with a man, Plaza O, 4433. It's a perfect relationship. I can't see him, he can't see me. I'm in love with a voice, Plaza O, 4433. What a perfect relationship. I talk to him, and he just talks to me. And yet I can't help wondering, what does he look like? Is he 6'7" or 3'2"? Has he eyes of brown or baby blue? Big and mighty or underfed? Trim black mustache or beard of red? Can he dance like Fred Astaire? Is he dark or is he fair? Pompadour or not a hair? Well, I don't care. I'm in love with a man, Plaza O, 4433. It's a perfect relationship, and that's how things should always be. Our love can never lose its mystery, 'cause I'll never meet him, and he'll never meet me. No, he'll never meet me. He could be the fat and balding type, or rugged tweeds with a briar pipe, dark-rimmed glasses, super mind, or the sweet poetic kind. It doesn't matter what he'd be, how he'd love me. Sue's answer phone.
Hello, Mom.
Yes, Mr. Moss.
Will you wake me up in a couple hours?
Yes, Mr. Moss.
But he's still just a voice, Plaza O, 4433. What a perfect relationship. I can't see him, he can't see me. He calls me Mom, he thinks I'm 63. And I'll never meet him, and he'll never meet me. No, he'll never meet me.
From Bells Are Ringing, that was It's a Perfect Relationship, performed by Judy Holliday and Sidney Chaplin.
Our next November musical is Man of La Mancha, and it has had two Broadway revivals. Its original production opened on November 22, 1965, at the Anta Washington Square Theater, and the show went on to run for 2,328 performances. From the original cast, we're going to hear Irving Jacobson and very briefly Joan Denier present I Really Like Him.
Why do you follow him?
That's easy to explain. It's because...
Why?
I like him. I really like him. Tear out my fingernails one by one. I like him. I don't have a very good reason. Since I've been with him, cuckoo nuts have been in season. But there's nothing I can do. Chop me up for onion stew. Still I yell to the sky, though I can't tell you why that I like him.
But what do you get out of it?
What do I get? Ooh. Why, already I've gotten...
You've gotten nothing. Why do you do it?
I like him. I really like him. Pluck me naked as a scalded chicken. I like him. Don't ask me for why or wherefore. 'Cause I don't have a single good because or therefore. You can barbecue my nose, make a giblet of my toes, make me freeze, make me fry, make me sigh, make me cry. Still I'll yell to the sky, though I can't tell you why that I.
From the original cast of Man of La Mancha, you heard Irving Jacobson as Sancho and Joan Denier sing I Really Like Him.
We'll turn to a musical I just never got, and that's, I guess, my problem, because many people did. Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 opened on Broadway on the 14th of November in 2016 at the Imperial Theater. It ran for 336 performances and was supposedly adapted from War and Peace. I missed that part. Josh Groban was its star, and the show closed as soon as he left. We're not going to listen to him. Instead, we're going to Bertain Ashford, and this is a song entitled Sonia Alone, I Know You. Who do I ask for help?
the dark for you.
One of November's biggest winners is The Lion King by Elton John and Tim Rice. It opened on November 13, 1997 at the New Amsterdam, and it's still going strong. From the original cast recording, we're going to hear Samuel E. Wright and the company sing They Live in You.
Night and the spirit of life calling,
oh, oh,
Marmela,
oh, oh,
and a voice with the fear of a child asking,
oh, oh,
oh Marmela. There's no mountain too great. Hear these words and have faith. Oh, have faith. They live in you. They live in you.
Let's go to a musical that won the Tony for Best Musical, Best Book, and Best Direction after it opened on November 17th, 2013 at the Walter Kerr Theater. It was Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It ran for 905 performances, and here's a wonderfully evocative song by Lisa O'Hare and Bryce Pinkham, I Don't Know What I'd Do Without You.
Monty? Monty. Don't you just love me in pink, would you please? Maybe a flower for my hair, no, no. Yes, no, violet. No, a tower of roses, I think. Look, you've brought me chocolates. Oh, no, I don't dare. Do you hate these earrings? Now the truth, don't be kind, I don't mind, because I hate them too. No, 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 don't squeeze. Monty, you're a tease. Oh, Monty, look, my shoes. What I'd do without you. I have never met another man who's half as dear as you. You're so clever too, and you make me laugh more than anybody. Why are the men so dreary, Monty, and so deadly dull? No one holds a conversation half as beautifully as you.
Well, actually, there is a matter of some urgency I should like to discuss.
You haven't said a word about my dress. You're a brute. Look, see how it moves when I turn to 3-1-2. It's a bit much for Clapham, but nevertheless, maybe just a bite, just to be polite. Monty, that's too tight. Monty, that's just right. Oh, what I put you. What I do without you. Don't you just love me in pink?
Jean DePaul and Johnny Mercer wrote a musical version of Little Abner. It opened on November 15, 1956 at the St. James Theater and ran for 693 performances. From its original cast album, we're going to hear the ladies' chorus, who are angry at the scientists of Washington, sing, "Put 'em back the way they was."
Well, that's it for our look at the shows of November, and we hope you'll join us next week when we exercise the English teachers inside both of us, and we're going to be taking a look at the musical treatment of one of my favorite novels, Wuthering Heights. You'll hear it from the stage and screen, and we hope you'll join us for that. So until next week and Wuthering Heights, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.
The Dress Circle is produced weekly by Otnacki Productions at WWFM, a regional service of Mercer County Community College, Trenton, New Jersey. For more information, visit our website at www.dcsro.com. Thank you for listening.